Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
People are still talking about it. Clare and Cork yesterday. Congratulations to Clare. It was so close all the way through. Just, you know, at half-time point, at the full-time, then with extra time, even half-time at extra time. And it was just so close. But anyway, Clare did it in the end. Congratulations. Epic is the word that's being used by a lot of people. And a great day out, great occasion. And they showed it on BBC as well for the first time ever. BBC Two, and they were getting their heads around it. What's this they said? Said something about, they said it was like two teams of Roy Keane's, but they all have large weapons. That's what the UK audience enjoyed about it. Christy was there as well. He was at it. Christy, good morning. How are you? It's a long time no speak. Are you well?
How are you, Ian? Yeah. I was at it, Ian, and I've never seen an atmosphere like it. And no. I was sitting behind Matt Cooper, which was really? A soap opera.
Shown in
all of its own.
Shown in anywhere. Really? Shown in 82 countries, I heard.
Yeah, BBC Two there as well. Yeah. And that was the thing, that was what I heard there as well, the weapons there as well with Roy Keane's.
Yeah.
Anyway, two teams of Roy Keane's with 15 weapons.
Yeah.
Or 15 Roy Keane's with two weapons or something.
Anyway, it inspired you to come on today, and you've written, you've been inspired, you've got a song, you're all set to go, yeah?
It did, Ian, and especially they were playing one of my songs at the end.
Oh.
And I said, I'll go home. I went home straight away and I'll rewrite this song.
Right.
And in honour of the two teams that played there yesterday.
Yeah.
And
there's so men, aren't they?
Allow me.
Yeah.
Oh, they're incredible. Yeah. If you'll allow me, Ian, I'll give it an old belt here. No lash.
No lash. Lovely. Okay, all right, Christy, looking forward to this now. So this is in tribute to all the players from yesterday, from Christy, fresh out of the box, so to speak, in your own time there, Christy.
3:30, they were all there. 82,000 for Cork and Clare. Michael D was shaking hands. Roy Keane surly puss in the stands. They were watching in Beijing and Paris too, and even over on BBC Two. As the referee, he threw it in. I saw Matt Cooper's cheeky grin. He said, up the rebels, we're going to win. But oh, Listoon Varna, I could hear a Listoon Varna. Then Cork got off to a flyer. Seamus Harnady was a man on fire. Then a man from Cork, he ran and ran. Robert Downey, Iron Man. He stuck it in the back of the net. One of the greatest goals Croke Park scenes yet. Clare fought back, to be fair, and the two teams went in. All square. Oh, Listoon Varna, I could hear a Listoon Varna. Second half. In the second half, Tony Kelly proved that he is hurling's Pele. Clare were getting in rebels' noses. Marty was screaming, holy Moses. Shots flying into Hill 16 in the maddest game I'd ever seen. They were level on the whistle at full time. 20 more minutes of this game sublime. A shirt was pulled, a ball sent wide. Clare had beaten a great Cork side. As Kelly lifted the McCarthy Cup, I saw Matt Cooper throwing up. But oh, Listoon Varna, they roared. A Listoon Varna. Woo! But oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna. Up the banner.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today.